Welcome to another edition of MCCNU. I'm Stephen Rickard filling in for Danny Kober once again this weekend. And with us today, we have Russ Lewis, Associate Professor of Psychology at Madisonville Community College. And, well, we're going to talk about seasonal affective disorder. So the first question would be, what is SAD or seasonal affective disorder?
Well, it's kind of funny that the acronym they've got for SAD, because seasonal affective disorder is basically a form of depression that happens when? Seasonally. Mm-hmm. And when does it happen most? Wintertime. So I thought it might be a good time, since, you know, this is the first week of fall, that we kind of jumped in there and talked about that a little bit.
And you do hear about that during the winter months. People get that type of behavior that comes through. So what actually causes SAD?
You know, so, we are, as a species, kind of connected to the sun. Mm-hmm. And literally sunlight, cause we have a gland called a pineal gland, mm-hmm. which actually can sense different forms of light, especially UV rays. And I know this sounds crazy, but believe it or not, when the sunlight starts getting less and less, the pineal gland is not as effective at producing some chemicals called endorphins. And these endorphins are basically things that make you feel good, like, I'm okay, I'm doing all right. And as time goes on, there's a specific one, serotonin. This gets lower during the wintertime for some people, tragically so, to the point that they literally become depressed, full-blown clinical depression. And, of course, it creates a lot of problems for them. And they feel like they just weigh 50 pounds heavier. They feel like they're lethargic. They don't want to do anything. They're not motivated. Things that were fun for them in the past, just they don't care anymore. It's literally a abject form of depression. And it's caused by the change in the seasons.
Mm-hmm. And really, I've known about this for a long time. And so I've seen this before, but remind us, what are some of the symptoms of this?
Again, some of the symptoms are like the depression symptoms. You have the irritability. You have either, especially with seasonal affective disorder, you usually say with depression that you'd have weight loss or weight gain because of eating. But in this case, you load a lot of carbs. I'm not sure why that is, and I'm not sure research has figured out the reason for the increased carbohydrate intake. But you eat a lot of carbs. Of course, that's not good for your diet.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the symptoms are you're just apathetic, you don't care, you feel like nobody loves you, you feel like you don't love anybody, you feel like nothing is like it should be. It's really debilitating, and there's the difference between sadness and depression. Is depression debilitates you, where you don't want to get out and be social, your work doesn't interest you, your family doesn't interest you, nothing is right in your life. And that's pretty much what seasonal affective disorder is.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the treatment methods?
Always, you need to think about psychopharmacological support if you have this severe form. Psychopharmacological support meaning using psychotropic or psych-prescribed meds.
Mm-hmm.
One of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors are really good. Wellbutrin, which is, you have to be very careful using Wellbutrin, but it is an antidepressant, and it seems to be pretty effective for SAD. There's also, believe it or not, light therapy.
And I've heard about this. That's what I was getting ready to ask about the use of certain light bulbs that they have made that helps you out.
Yeah, literally, they mimic the sun's light. You know, light travels in frequencies,
mm-hmm.
Photons, how fast they smack you, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the sunlight is a conglomeration of most all frequencies together. And so they have lights, light bulbs, and lights that, mm-hmm. that we're using because they're high energy. You can get them at Walmart. You can get them at Kmart. You can get them at any of the department stores.
Mm-hmm.
And they mimic sunlight. One of the things you can do is set one up on a timer. A lot of people even if you don't have seasonal affective disorder, a lot of people have a hard time awakening in the mornings during the winter months.
Sure.
And if you set that on a timer, it's kind of unpleasant that it just kind of pops open and
right.
to waken you. But it does help you stir and get up more easily. That'll also help the seasonal affective disorder because it kind of fools the brain into thinking, hey, you know, everything's okay, and producing more of the serotonin, more of the endorphins that you need, and kicking that pineal gland in a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of helps.
And how I've heard about this by seeing it on the news like for a long time, many years. But so this is something that we've known about for quite a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And one of the problems with the diagnosis is, if you're going to get a diagnosis done, the persons who can do this is not your GP, it's not your your general practitioner,
mm-hmm.
it's not your MD running around. The people who are going to be able to diagnose this most readily, the depression aspect of it, is going to be a psychologist,
mm-hmm.
because they are the ones that, we can run the testing that you need that can tell you from a mental aberration standpoint what the problems are. Then is when you go to your doctor or your psychiatrist to get the appropriate medication.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope I'm answering your question. But, yeah, we've known about this for quite a while. You can't measure serotonin levels precisely because they vary too much from individual to individual. Same thing with all the catecholamines, all of the endorphins, which are, and when you say endorphins, the word itself, endogenous, means inside, morphine. It's basically chemicals in our body which really mimic opiates and morphine.
Right.
And they make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And when these things lower, you don't feel good like you should. You don't have your normal level. But that is so different from one person to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say, well, this is the appropriate serotonin level for this individual. Because we all know the fuss budget individual. And then
right.
we all know the guy. I don't know which one irritates me the most. The guy that gets it, dude, you just want $1 million. He's like, oh, gosh, I got to pay taxes.
the guy
I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or the guy that's like, man, you just wrecked your car. Yeah, but guess what? I get to go out now and find me another car. Isn't it great? I get to go look at signs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that? Yeah, and they talk 90 mile an hour, and they're happy all the time.
Right.
That's the difference in brain physiology and brain chemistry. That's kind of hardwired in. So those personality types, most of those things are not learned. You got a 50-50 shot on things that are learned, and I'm just being ballpark with that.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are learned versus things that you are hardwired for.
Right.
And that your personality type, as far as it comes to your affect and how you emote, is pretty much a hardwired thing. So it's hard to determine that.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why now recently they're coming up with some newer medications, like the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, dopamine reuptake inhibitors. These are things that help with those chemical balances to make sure that they stay appropriate for you.
Now, is there, if people are listening and they say, well, this kind of sounds like something I've gone through, if they want some more information or if they need to talk to somebody about it, where would you direct them?
Actually, I think the best place that they could go initially is tell their doctor, I would like to have a psych or a psych consult,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like I might have seasonal affective disorder. And one of the ways you know this is because it happens to you every year.
Yeah.
Plus another way another risk factor of this is if it happens to be in your family. If you grew up saying, geez, I hate for winter coming because mom's going to drive me crazy. She just mopes around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Or dad just mopes around. If you look at these factors, these are some of the things you need to look. Women, it's much more prevalent in women. So you would probably want to go to your general practitioner and say, I'd like to have a consult because I do think I have seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first place I would go. And then the physician, if he's on target, would then go ahead and do the consult for a psychiatrist and or a psychologist for a psychological consult to do the testing necessary.
Good. All right. Yeah. That's a lot of good information there. Russ Lewis is the Associate Professor of Psychology at Madisonville Community College with us today on MCCNU. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Stephen. Had a good time.
All right. And we thank you all for listening today.